InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Sitting in for Alex Jones today, we have a jam-packed show for you. I'll be joined by Zachary Rell in the next hour to talk about the pardons and the full-fledged freedom of the J6 defendants. One of two victories of the Trump administration so far. And I'll tell you, you can never take it away from him. You can never take away from Trump the fact that he did pardon the January 6ers, as he promised. And for that reason alone, if I could go back in time, I'd still vote for him, even with the Iran war, even with all of the other disappointments. But we'll be getting into that and whether or not this whole administration can be turned around and whether America has a future or not. There is some good news here, and I think we'll start the show today with just a series of truth social posts from President Donald Trump. I think I have them in order here. We'll just go through his morning of posting. He began bright and early at 7:12 a.m. saying, it's easy. Tucker is a real low IQ person, always easy to beat and highly overrated. So are Megyn Kelly, Candace, parentheses, really dumb and mentally ill, and bankrupt Alex Jones, who's completely, quote unquote, fried. There are others also. Then we have some that are very good, true MAGA all the way and smart. I should do a list of good, bad, and somewhere in the middle. Wouldn't that be fascinating? President DJT. Now, I think we know you don't need to do a list. The people you think are good and powerful and smart are Mark Levin and Ben Shapiro, and the people that you think are low IQ are the people that disagree with you. It's not all that complicated. Actually, I think we figured it out. Now, I want to remind you, if you are a low IQ individual, you can always advertise the fact by going to thealexjonesstore.com, getting one of these stylish low IQ hats, just so people can know that they need to be patient with you, okay? You are not sophisticated enough or intelligent enough to understand the highly complicated and nuanced view of Donald Trump, that people who insult him bad, people who flatter him good. You got to be really low IQ not to understand that. You can get that at thealexjonesstore.com. There's a whole line of merchandise. Okay, so he starts off insulting a bunch of people who were his biggest supporters. And we'll touch on that again. People have got a bit of a misconception about what's going on with people leaving Trump, why this might be. But then he's got the big news here at 8:06 a.m. Iran has just announced that the Strait of Iran is fully open and ready for full passage. Thank you. I think he means the Strait of Hormuz, but yes, we get the point. Okay, so it's open. It's ready for all passage. That's amazing. He says in all caps, the Strait of Hormuz is completely open and ready for business and full passage, but the naval blockade will remain in full force and effect as it pertains to Iran only until such time as our transaction with Iran is 100% complete. This process should go very quickly in that most of the points are already negotiated. Thank you for your attention in this matter, President Donald J. Trump. Okay, so maybe a lot can happen in 21 minutes, but all right, it's fully open. It's ready for passage. Also, it is closed and will remain closed until we get everything that we want. And we've gotten everything that we want, but it has to be finalized. But it basically is finalized. So the strait is open, except that it's closed and the war is over, but there's still a lot more war to go. The U.S. will get all nuclear, quote unquote, dust created by our great B-2 bombers. What? The USA will get all nuclear dust created by our great B-2 bombers. No money will exchange hands in any way, shape, or form. This deal is in no way subject to Lebanon either, but the U.S. will separately work with Lebanon and deal with the Hezbollah situation in an appropriate manner. Israel will not be bombing Lebanon any longer. They are, all caps, prohibited from doing so by the USA. Enough is enough. Thank you, President Donald J. Trump. Oh, so Joe Kent was right. So I guess what you're saying is Joe Kent was right all along. Is that what you're saying, Trump? That's what I heard.